When lawmakers return to Washington, it will be business as usual, according to National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Governmental Affairs, Colin Woodall.
When you look at the election, the results of the election, it's going to be business as usual, because even though there's going to be a few new faces, for the most part, the balance of control hasn't shifted. So the Congress we've been used to for the past 2 years really is going to be the ones that we have for the lame duck and for these next 2 years. And so because of that, at least we know what to expect. At the same time, though, we have a couple of big issues that have to be done before the end of the year. We have to address the tax cuts, and we've got to get this farm bill done.
And when it comes to the farm bill, Woodall thinks the elections have helped this process of getting it done.
Because I think one of the drags on trying to get this done was to hope that there would be a change in the Senate and there could potentially be some bigger cuts. Since that didn't happen, this 2012 bill, as passed by the House Ag Committee and the full Senate, is about as good as it gets. So let's just get it done. Let's get some certainty to everybody in agriculture and try to start this new Congress with something else other than a farm bill.
And for the estate tax, Woodall is pretty optimistic there will be an extension of what we have right now,
which is an exemption amount of $5 million per person, $10 million per couple. The tax rate on anything over that will be down to 35%. It's what we've been working on for the past 2 years. We hope for either a 2 or 4 year extension, because as a result of election, there's no way that we're going to be able to address full repeal. That's just not an option anymore. So we're really going to hope that we can get this extension of the 5 and 10, and I'm optimistic that we can, but that's got to happen before the end of the year.
But he still encourages cattlemen to stay in contact with their lawmakers on both of these issues. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.